Great to have you on board for our annual high school wrestling preview as we welcome you back to the Brew Kettle in Amherst. Tim Elkhorn along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. Again, you'll be reading about wrestling all winter long in the CT, courtesy of Sean Bennett, and you'll hear him every Thursday on WEOL as Bob Kobos from the Kobos Insurance Center and Mike Deanna from Ohio Family Realty will be bringing you our weekly wrestling recap. That'll be on Thursdays right here on WEOL. It'll be great to have Sean Bennett with us, and it's great to have Sean with us tonight here at the Brew Kettle. And, Sean, we're going to continue on with talking about wrestling in the pack.
Right. Clearview's up. Cody, talk to Cody Kaya.
That's correct, yes.
He's a first-year assistant there at Clearview, and we were talking right before the interview, and he was wrestling right when I started taking over for our Hall of Fame writer, Judy Asp. My first couple years was his last couple years wrestling, so that's kind of cool. And
did he have good things to say about you, Cody?
You know what, from what I recall? Absolutely.
Yeah, all right, then.
And he's up here talking for Tom McCardo, who was the head coach when I first started and now is head coach again with the Clippers program. And, Cody, just tell us, obviously I know one of the returning the district qualifiers is Tom's son, J.D., the heavyweight there at Clearview. Who else is kind of the guys to watch this year for Clearview?
Well, we've got a few guys return in. We've got Avery Cruz at 130, basically. Solid kid, sophomore. We expect big things from him this year. We also have Angel Beauchamp, another kid who's established. He got some quality mat time last year, from what I understand. We expect decent things from him. And then we have our lone senior, Michael Tackett, who is, realistically, him and JD are our two real big leaders of this team. Obviously, as you mentioned, JD himself, 30-match winner, I should say, right on the verge of making or qualifying for state. And then we have Michael Schmidt also, who we expect big things from, who's a junior.
And this is another team that has the kind of the beefed up schedule. They started Lorraine at the Nationwide Classic. They're out at the Coach Ant at Westlake, which is a nice kind of a newer tournament after Mike Antonishin, a longtime coach there. And then Terry Monroe at Western Reserve, very good. That's Maslin Perry, I think, wrestles out there with you guys.
From what I understand, yes.
Yeah, and they just won a state championship not long ago, a Division I state championship. So there's some heavy competition for you guys this year.
Oh, absolutely. And, we have high expectations for ourselves. We're a very young team, honestly. We only have one senior. Then we have JD, who's obviously a junior, as well as Michael Schmidt, another junior. So we're very young. We have multiple freshmen who we expect big things from. And the key for us is we just want to see growth with our kids, each match getting better. And we're really looking forward to Lorraine, especially right now, because, that's less than a week away at this point. And like I said, the future is very bright for us. We're really putting in hard work in the weight room. It's starting to show on the mat finally when we're drilling. Stuff's starting to click with these kids. And like I said, the future is very bright. We're excited for it.
We were talking to one of the coaches earlier, and boy, we're rattling through them. I can't remember which one it was that said it, but they were talking about the fact when you go up against a tough schedule with young wrestlers, you walk a fine line there because you don't want to see them get pinned early and kind of take that confidence away. But on the other side of the coin, you got to test them. You got to see where you are. And I would imagine it's same scenario where you guys are with only one senior.
It is. And we do a good job, I feel like, with our younger kids, mixing them up to every day in practice, which is the big thing. They don't have one consistent drill partner. We'll put up a kid, we'll match a senior versus a freshman. And, they might take their lumps early on, but then we'll mix it up too. Make them give them a little bit more confidence, put them with someone more evenly matched for them, per se. And our big thing is we just practice it. It's technique. That'll honestly carry over and win them more matches than anything. Their technique and just their desire. You got to dig deep, I should say, at times. Find your inner heart in there and refuse to get pinned. And we have kids that are going to fight for us, and they'll do anything they can to get off their back. And that's all we can ask for as coaches right now. And the technique will come as, with more mat time.
I kind of mentioned at the very beginning of the program, when Tim asked me what I thought was the reason that Lorraine County has enjoyed success in recent years, and I said it was because young, passionate coaches, and most of those young coaches are former wrestlers like yourself. What is it about the sport and your time on the mats as a competitor that eventually makes you say, I got to get back in this and go out there and show some guys how to do it type of thing?
I guess every coach has their own different beliefs with it. For me personally, I went to a couple wrestling matches last year around in the area, and I really missed it. And then luckily, McArdle over there, he reached out to me this year unexpectedly, said, I have an opening. You know, it's a Clearview, your alma mater. How would you like to fill it out? And, you know, I don't regret any second of it. It's been great working with these kids. And just, you know, after day one, I realized this is the right fit for me. And I just, every day, it's just, you're so passionate about it. And you enjoy every second you're spending with those kids, making a difference, helping them out. And then when you teach them something and you see it click with them, there's nothing like it. It's truly like nothing else. And that's with any sport, I'd imagine, too.
Again, we're talking with Cody Kaya, one of the assistant coaches on the Clearview Wrestling staff, as he joins us here at the Brew Kettle. And, Cody, as rewarding as it is to watch a great wrestler really just go through a season and perhaps get to the state or however, whatever level he can take it to, on the flip side, how rewarding is it to see that young kid that really just blossoms as the year goes along? Perhaps that young man that you didn't think a whole lot of when the season was just getting started in late November, early December, and then all of a sudden in February you go, wow, look how far he's come. I mean, how rewarding is that? And can you foresee that with one or two wrestlers that'll be on the mats this winter for Clearview?
Absolutely. I'm not going to name drop any names yet because, I mean, I don't want to set the bar too high, but I would not be surprised that we have two or three kids that really just – with very limited wrestling experience that turn into something very special in the near future. But, I mean, as far as it being rewarding, to an extent, that's almost more rewarding when you have a kid unexpectedly just take it to a whole new level that even you thought, man, I never saw this kid doing that this year. Maybe
right.
2 years from now, but it's just something else.
And does that happen more physically or mentally, or is it a combination?
It's definitely a combination. To me, it's almost more mentally, though, because the physical aspects, you could teach a kid. I mean, you can build strength in the weight room. We can go in, rep, you know, just constant repetition.
Mm-hmm.
You can put strength on, you know, whether you're benching, squatting, etc. But mentally, that's different. That takes time. And each kid's a little bit different. That's where you got to kind of find that common ground, that balance to see, you know, who's developing faster than, per se, another. Because you got wrestling, you guys know, it's all about setting someone up with what they're giving you. How
you're
are
right.
you going to react to
yep.
it?
That's fascinating. Final question?
The pack, again, we're talking about numbers. Pack has been one of the conferences where sometimes teams struggle to fill the lineup. Is that going to be a problem for Clearview this year? Do you think you will be able to put 14 in the lineup often, or will it?
I'd say we should have 14 in the lineup pretty consistently.
Okay, good.
I really believe that. I mean, as if they're scholar athletes, grades come first. I know we have one or two that we should get back, hopefully, next semester because they didn't get it done in the classroom first. And, I mean, ultimately that comes first. But, yeah, we should have 14, I'd say.
A full lineup in the pack can go a long way because a lot of times, you know, there's guys that drop 3-4 spots and that's, you know, 24, 30 points right
absolutely.
Off the bat. So,
yes.
Yep. Well, hey, man, it's great to have you out. It's got to be fun coaching at your alma mater.
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
Be really
it's been
cool.
a blast. Thank you for having me on, guys. It's a pleasure.
I did a few of your games.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we're all getting old here.
Well, thank
it's
you.
Great Jeff. To have you on, man.
Thanks, Cody. Thank
Thanks
you.
For coming out. Cody Kaya from the Clearview Wrestling Program as he stops by here at the Brew Kettle, talk a little bit about Clipper Wrestling. As we continue on with our wrestling preview, it's brought to you by the Cobos in Sharon Center. Great to have Bob Cobos out here tonight and Ohio Family Realty, a presenting sponsor as well, Mike Deanna. It's great to have him with us here this evening as well. Quick timeout. We're going to stay in the pack when we come back, Sean. We're going to talk Brookside Wrestling here at the Brew Kettle. So stay with us. We're talking Cardinal Wrestling next with Seth Houston, their first-year head coach. Stay with us on WEOL and online at WEOL.com.